Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Colette McClellan. She is the vocal director at Mid Prairie High School as they get set to present their annual Madrigal Dinner performances this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, part one of our conversation.
Obviously, COVID-19 having an impact on how you present the Madrigal Dinner. So tell us about how things are changed because of COVID-19 and protocols you're taking.
Several changes, lots of changes. Number one, our students always are masked for the entire evening. I know there are some programs that don't do that, or you know, if there's games, they don't do that. But we will have masks at all times. The odd thing back and forth, since this is a dinner theater show, yes, audience members can obviously take off your masks to eat, but then as soon as people are done eating, I'll be going around reminding people to put their masks back on. Generally, in years past, we've had very long banquet tables. So like I said, you could fit in as many people as possible that way. This year, we've taken those out, and we are using six-foot round tables that you can fit max of eight people. I'm trying to keep it so that only one family or maybe two families are at a table with a seat in between, so they've got a little more distance. We had to arrange it so that each table has the exact same servers all night long. Instead, you know, in years past, it was just, okay, get in line, serve whatever table you happen to get to. So you might serve over the course of the evening 20, 30 different people, but we don't want that happening. So each student is assigned a table, so they'll serve the same people every night. We have gloves for the students, and they'll put on a fresh pair of gloves before every course, just to help with anything that we possibly can. And then we cut the number of tickets not quite in half, but almost in half. So in a normal year, I could fit probably 150, 160 people in, and now I'm at about 80 or 90 for a night. I am just thrilled that we're still able to do it. This is our big thing for the year. Not many schools do Madrigal Dinners. It's a crazy amount of work and logistics and costumes and putting everything together. It's a ton of work. But the kids really shine for this one. We have students that are on the Royal Court, and that's an auditioned choir, and they rehearse two, maybe three times a week in the morning before school for about 45 minutes, an hour. And those kids put in so much extra time, so it's nice to be able to present this to them. And then the kids that aren't on the Royal Court, you know, they're still working hard in rehearsal every single day, and when the dinner actually comes and I get to see them in a different light of, okay, this kid's an amazingly hard worker and they don't have to be asked twice to go take care of X, Y, or Z. That's great. Or, wow, this other kid is really stressed out, but this kid is helping them and they're getting through it and everything is okay. So it's just a different experience than a typical concert where you just show up, sing, walk out. A much more involved process.
Yeah, well, that was going to be one of my questions. If somebody has not attended a Madrigal Dinner before, what kind of experience is it?
It's a great experience. It's a five-course meal. So when they first get there, and this is another different thing that we've done. Sorry, I forgot. Normally, for the first half hour, we just have guests mingle in the lobby. Like, we have pictures that we've taken. The beggars go out and intermingle with them. That's not happening. So this year, as soon as they get here, they'll be seated in their seats in the cafeteria just to immediately get everyone to their spots. So when they get there, you know, there'll be fruit and cheese on the platter at the table ready for them to go. Over the course of the evening, then they'll have that, then soup, salad. There's a main course. There's a dessert course. There's a group of dancers, and they create their own new dance every single year. So that gets to be kind of interesting, some of the routines that they come up with. We have a play that happens in the middle of it. So some kids have multiple parts. They might be a dancer, but they're also in the play cast. Or some kid might be a knight, but he's also a court singer. So there's just a lot that goes on. There's a jester that runs around the entire evening telling jokes. We have recorder players. We have servants that do little small songs, rounds in the corners. It's an evening that has a lot of activities.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Colette McClellan, vocal director and director of the Madrigal Dinners at Mid Prairie High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. Tomorrow, part two of our conversation. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.